Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Armin Duper here again, and welcome to my life coaching radio. And today is going to be very different. We're going to be talking about spiritual awakening and what is spiritual, what the real meaning is, spiritual but not religious, and so on and so forth. And there's so much confusion with the word spiritual. And so we're going to dig into it. And the one thing that I can tell you up front is that you don't have to believe anything that I say, because in all of my coaching is I give people tools and techniques, you use them, and you discover for yourself. And this is the whole thing. And if you want to really begin a spiritual journey, the first thing you have to do is kind of back off of a lot of different belief systems and say, prove it to me, you know. I mean, I'll believe anything. Just show me the evidence, you see. And so, you know, my personal journey, I mean, I didn't set out to be on some kind of spiritual journey. That was not my intentions at the age of 14 in 1955. Makes me 81, by the way. Myself and a couple of friends, we found a little booklet, to keep it short, on mental experiments. We tried it and it just blew me away. I saw the potential of the human mind and went on from there until... I read all kinds of books and so on. It wasn't until in 1968 I got my first type of meditation. That was like a mantra meditation. Didn't do a whole lot for me. It has helped a lot of people. But it wasn't until 1972 that my life took a big turn. And in January of that year, I took a course that taught me how to function at the alpha brainwave levels, where you normally are when you're asleep and dreaming, to function there consciously. And all kinds of potential come from that. And then in November of the same year, okay, actually 50 years ago this month, I don't recall the exact date, but I was given a gift of the techniques, if you will, of knowledge to go within and experience what's already there. No belief systems, no philosophies, no religion, nothing like that, okay? And so as a result, my coaching now that I've been doing since, for half a century, is based on three levels, basically. The first level is to learn how to function at the alpha brainwave levels. That's very easy. I can tell you how to get there very quickly. We'll talk about it in a bit. And I want to focus on spiritual today. And the other part is to learn how to function at the theta brainwave levels. And each one of those, actually, if you're really serious and you invest some time, if you invest 1 hour a day to evolve your being, for example, within the first month, you are able to function at the alpha brainwave levels without any guidance or help or anything like that, you know. And you can use that for so many things, and we can talk about that another time. But then functioning at theta, that takes you about another month. So if you put it all together, you're talking about 3 months. And then the third level basically is moving into the spiritual. Now, here's my opinion on this. So many people jump into some spiritual journey, some path, doesn't matter what it is. It's usually based on some belief systems and so on, and concepts and, you know, rituals and stuff like that. Well, I don't have any of that. But basically, like I say, I give you techniques, you use them. Oh, wow. Okay, this is happening in my life. You're changing your life in so many ways. But the spiritual part, this is something that gets very, very confusing for most people. And to find out, you know, what is the real definition of spiritual, you know? And people ask, like, what are the spiritual gifts? And there's so much misunderstanding in this field. I mean, I was doing some keyword research the other day, thinking silly stuff like, what's the spiritual meaning of the moon? And what's the spiritual meaning of a groundhog? Or all kinds of silly. And we just totally misunderstand what the word spiritual means. So let's begin with that. So today, and I plan, by the way, to have a Sunday show like this, hopefully until the end of the year, and once a week, and we'll talk spiritual on Sundays. On Wednesdays, I'm going to have weight loss, and on Thursdays, making money from home. And the life coaching applies to all of that and so much more, because the principles that I teach apply to every part of your life. That's the bottom line. And so basically, let's look at spiritual in a slightly different way. Let's put our belief systems on hold for a moment, and I'm going to show you the evidence as I go, okay? So just relax and try to understand what it is that I'm trying to tell you. Spiritual, where does the word come from? Well, if you look, like I say, I'm familiar with the Gita and the Quran, but much more familiar with the Bible. I was raised, I grew up in a Catholic family, and I was even an altar boy. But today I'm not a Catholic or a Christian because I follow different teachings. Actually, to be honest with you, I really follow the teachings of Jesus, because there's not one single Christian religion that are teaching and practicing the basic fundamentals that Jesus was talking, at least, you know, according to what he says in the Bible, you know, assuming that those words are correct. So I'm not religious, but I like to go on principles and science, understanding what the ancients meant and so on and so forth. So let me give you a little very, very quick review on the Bible, and just some main points, okay? And the first thing you have to understand is that what the ancients used to call spirit, spirit's some intangible thing, right? You can't touch it, you can't see it. It's spirit, right? Spiritual, that's where the word came from. But once you realize that what the ancients were calling spirit, today we call that energy. Wow, you can go back and read the Bible. There's a whole different meaning to everything that you read. But anyway, in the whole Bible, there's maybe, 10 or a dozen or so points that are really relevant for your spiritual growth, according to Jesus and so on, at least, you know. And but the problem is there's millions of bits of information in the Bible. So how do you find those half dozen or a dozen different things that mean something that shows you the way? You see, it's practically impossible. And so you have to come at it from a different perspective. And for example, like today, in the Bible, for example, I'm not a Bible thumper. Don't get me wrong. But in the Bible, it says that man was created in the image of God. So people look at a man and, oh, wow, okay, so God's some old man up on cloud nine. He's a magician. You know, he gets angry a lot and he damns people to burn in hell for eternity. He's a real loving God, you know. You know, this is crazy. Because you go back a little further in the Bible, in the New Testament someplace, I couldn't tell you where it is, but it's there. I've read it and you can find it. And it says that God is spirit. Okay? God is spirit. Now put that in context that man was created in the image of God. So if God is spirit, then man is really spirit. Think about that. But think of it in terms of man is energy. It's been called so many things. I mean, look, here's the thing. Excuse me. My throat's getting dry. Give me a minute to swallow here. Here's the thing, okay? You have to look at, you know, like there's three, let me put it this way. There's three parts in your life, three aspects of your life that you're sure of. There's only three things you know for sure in your life, okay? Only three things. The rest of it is all conjecture. Here we go. Number one, you have a mind. You know that. There's no doubt. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening. You have a body, okay? You have a body. And, again, you wouldn't be listening to me if you didn't. So you've got those two things. But the third and most important is that you're alive. Okay? Now, I'm not talking to you. I mean, what does that mean? You're alive. You have this consciousness, this awareness, whatever. You say, you're alive. Now, let me put it in perspective for you. Imagine right now that lying on the floor beside you is a dead man who just died a few minutes ago of natural causes. So here's the question. What is the difference between you and that dead person? What is that? Of course, the simple answer is you're alive and he's dead, right? But hey, what's going on? I mean, all the parts are there, right? So you're alive. You had life and that dead body does not have life anymore. Okay? So that life now, what we're talking about, scientifically we call it the life force. It's an energy, a force. It's energy, you see? And the same energy that powers the atom, the same energy that powers the whole universe, is powering you and me and all the plants and animals and so on. Again, we call it the life force. Now, okay, that's science, okay? So we're not going in some weird way of thinking. This is science, right? Here's another scientific point on top of that with that foundation. And here it is, okay? Is that you, okay, are so intimately connected to that life force, like Siamese twins. Like, that's it. You're so connected that when that life force leaves your body, you leave with it. End of story. Pun intended. Think about that. The life force. What makes you alive? Whatever you want to call that. It's been called so many things. The Tao, the universe, divine matrix, whatever. God, Allah, whatever, you see. Because this God is energy. It's consciousness. It's not a man, you see. So, therefore, you're so, again, so far, we're still with science. That you are so connected that when it leaves, you leave with it, okay? It's never, ever happened in human history and never will that, oh, my life force left, but I'm still here. Ain't going to happen, okay? That's just the way it is, you see. Now, that we have that, you know, there's no disagreement there. Okay, now, therefore, it wouldn't be a very great mental leap to think that, well, since you're that connected to it, should you not be able to experience it, tune into it, experience it while you're still alive? Remember, you're like Siamese twins. You see? There's no belief system here. You know? The problem is that 99.99% of people live in their minds. And your belief system prevents you from experiencing what's inside of you. You see? We look for fulfillment. We chase it. We chase it in wealth and relationships and so on. Well, how's that working out so far? You know? But you see, what the inner part of your being, the essence of your being, the soul of your being, if you will, what it craves, right? You will never find it outside of you. It's all inside of you. That's what every great teacher in the history of this planet was trying to tell us. Krishna, Buddha, Jesus, etc., etc. You know? That's the problem that I have with Christianity. Look, let's look at it realistically. I'm going to talk about this. And then I'm going to talk about, you know, the going within and that process. Is that one belief, like, you know, there's basically... Look at the Muslim religions. Most Westerners think that there's two Muslim religions, the Shiite and the Sunni. In reality, the last I heard, there were 72. One of them is the extremist. The rest of them are nice people, Christians I've met, actually. You know? But seriously, so here's my question, you see. How come there's 72? Are they not all following the Quran? Think about that. Okay? The only reason there's 72 is because the Quran is there, but they all believe something different. Why are there hundreds of Christian religions? Are they not all following the Bible? It's because they all believe something different. But here's one belief that I think you'll agree with me, that every single person who's a Christian or grew up in a Christian religion kind of thing, you know, here's a belief that everybody has, okay? And I think it's across the board, no matter which religion it is, of Christianity. And that is, if you're good in this life, when you die, you'll go to heaven. Okay? That's the belief across all Christian religions. Where'd you get that idea? I mean, seriously. You know, where'd you get that idea? Jesus never said that. You know? Jesus never said that. Anyway, by the way, I'm going to give you a call-in number here. If you want to call in, I'd be live, ask your questions on the show. It's 563-999-3004. That's 563-999-3004. And if you want to call in, that's where you call in. But let's go back to Jesus, okay? What did he say about the kingdom? He said the kingdom was within. He never, ever, you can go through the New Testament, you know, from the very first word to the very last word, and you'll not find one statement, one quote from Jesus, supposedly, where he says that when you die, you'll go to heaven. He never said that. He said the exact opposite. And it's right there in the Bible. You can go read it. I don't remember where it is, but he said, the kingdom is at hand. What does that mean, is at hand? It means it's right here, in the now, right now. You see? And another thing about the, you know, if you look at scriptures in the Bible, for example, Here's the first thing you have to realize, is that the Bible was written using the terminology of the technology of 2,000 years ago, or 3,000 years ago, or whatever. And today we read those words with the understanding of the terminology of our technology. So it gets all mixed up, you see. But what did he say? He said the kingdom's at hand. Okay? But here's where, I mean, basically, so right there alone, the belief that you go to heaven after you die, one statement, Jesus destroys every Christian religion belief, the main belief of everybody. And if you're really a believer, you're actually barred from the kingdom. Yeah, at least Jesus' kingdom, because he said to enter the kingdom, which is within, of course, to enter the kingdom, you have to become as little children. In other words, innocence, no preconceived ideas, no belief, just experiencing that divine, infinite energy which powers you. And there you'll find the peace. Not by somebody, not to follow Armin's path or this guy or that person or that guru. No. You know, learn to go inside because you've got it all. I can't give you anything. And as you go within, now we're talking, you know, first of all, see, my idea is, first of all, you learn to function at alpha, learn to function at theta. And now you can restructure your subconscious mind to make it work for you, to harness the law of attraction for your own benefit. And then you tap into the real power. You don't want to tap in, you know, but the other thing is that by doing that, learning to go at alpha and theta first, and it's only, you know, going to take a couple of 2-3 months at the most, if you're consistent. Like, you can learn to function at alpha in about usually 2 to 3 weeks if you're doing it twice a day, 20 minutes each, you know. And theta, the theta one is actually at 30 minutes. So once you know you can do one, you don't need to be going there every day. You're working on the other one. But you can go there whenever you want for whatever, whether it's for learning or whatever, you see. But you see, first you set up your subconscious programming, because what you believe, most of what you believe was just told to you. No evidence to back it up, you see. But you start to straighten out and do a few things like weight loss or making more money, you see, because the principle that I teach apply to every part of your life. So you start to set up your thing to take care of your mundane world and, you know, be more comfortable and so on. And the side effect of this process is total de-stressing. And now when you're able to function like at the mid-theta, which is huge, huge, powerful, you have no idea if you've never done it before. And again, you know, 2-3 weeks, if you're, you know, put an hour a day into it, half an hour twice a day, and within a month, you're able to function there without the help of the audio, you see. And, but then, because of that, you start to see things differently. Not because of what I said, you start to realize these things for yourself. Wow, I thought this was this way, but I can see now it's the other way. And you do a few little mental experiments and you prove it out to yourself, you see. So it's a path of knowledge, not a belief system. And it's a path of knowledge in the context of, you know, knowing. You go inside, you experience. And that's what they talk about. They call it the peace that passeth all understanding. And it's all inside of you, you see. And so really it's a matter of going past some of the brainwashing and just experience, be a human being, not a human doing. And whatever you're looking for is inside of you. Total fulfillment. For example, look at relationships. We look at relationships to fulfill us. How's that working out so far? You know, you realize that, you know, I mean, that's a scary thought, right? I mean, up to 50% of all marriages last forever. Okay? No, seriously, you see? And, you know, people want to find their soulmate. Well, if you want to find your soulmate, there's a simple formula. First, you go within you and discover and experience the soul of your own being. And actually, that's a journey of the heart. But that's not how we do things. I mean, ladies, men too, but ladies more so. You know, I want to meet my soulmate. You have your list of all, you know, and he's got to check all those boxes, and I found my soulmate. How's that working out so far? You see, here's the problem with that. You see, a relationship, a soulmate, is two people whose souls are joined. And the only way that can happen is you tap into your own soul, you see. And so that relationship is a journey of the heart, you see, not of the mind. So you're trying to make mental decisions for something that belongs to the heart. Doesn't work, you see. But also, when you're tapping into those levels, that beautiful infinite love that powers you, whatever you want to call that, you see, more and more you're going to emanate that energy, especially for the men. I mean, women usually have an advantage in relationships, but for the men, you know, you tap into your own heart energy, which is infinite, and your whole being emanates that energy, and other people pick up on it, especially women, because they're more sensitive. A woman can do the same thing, and the man be totally oblivious, you know, you know, that kind of idea, you know, macho. But the woman is more sensitive naturally, so she's going to pick up on that heart energy, you see. And if two people can both go within, and then you connect, because you will attract law of attraction. But law of attraction doesn't work for 95% of people, you see, because they're doing it wrong. Most coaches in the field of, say, consciousness and personal growth, personal development, you know, most coaches, they teach it the wrong way. It's changing, okay? But I don't know what the numbers are, maybe over 90% still. They're coaching it the wrong way. So the law of attraction doesn't work for 95% of people. It's always working, don't get me wrong. It's just not working for what you want, you see? The same way that positive thinking doesn't work. Affirmations don't work, again, for at least 95% of people. And here's why. You can try to do all these positive affirmations, but you will never achieve those things if what you're trying to be positive about or affirm in your life, if it is not consistent with the image that you hold of yourself in your subconscious mind. That's why changing the programming in the subconscious mind is so powerful, because that's the source of your being to be able to channel. I mean, listen, the universe will give you everything you want, everything, you know? However, it has to filter through your subconscious programming. And the only way to get past that is to take an active part. Look, this is easy. I taught this to kids, you know. Way back when, in the late 1970s, early 80s, I had a music school in Toronto. And like when I mentioned that I have, you know, it's like level one is alpha, level two is theta, and level three is tapping into your infinite life force, right? And so when I taught the kids, I'm not a musician, I hired teachers for that, but I did teach the kids one simple little technique. And I'm going to tell you how you can get it. I'm not going to get into it today, but it's accessible. And with that simple little technique, which compared to levels one, two, and three would be actually kindergarten. And with that simple technique, they were learning to play their music. They were evolving. They were, you know, advancing at 3 to 4 times the normal rate of speed. We cleaned up in competition. We were out of Toronto in the first year. We went to the American Guild of Music competition that is held once a year in a different city in the U.S., so occasionally in Canada. And we took 11 kids down to Chicago that year, and we came home with 23 trophies. And that, like I say, is kindergarten. But you see, on a spiritual level, you see, I mean, spiritual enlightenment is when you get past the beliefs, and as you tap into your inner being, you know, it's like you discover a whole dimension that's always been a part of you, which is really the essence of your being, you know? You could call that spiritual meditation, but unfortunately, with meditation, unfortunately, probably about 95% of everything that people call meditation is actually not real meditation. I'm not saying that those practices are not good. Many of them are really great. For example, mindfulness meditation. It's really great stuff. It's awesome. However, it's not meditation. If they called it just mindfulness, I'm okay with that because that's good stuff. But don't call it a meditation. You see? And, you know, guided meditation. Again, that's not meditation. Because, like, and including my own, like when I'm talking about level two, to function at mid-theta, I have an audio, training audio, that I call guided meditation. Because you understand what I mean by that. I'm going to guide you through, you know, and so on, and with some technology, you're going to learn to function quickly at mid-theta. But even my own, that's not meditation. You see? Great stuff. Awesome. It'll change your whole life. And 2-3 months from now, you're doing that. Don't need me anymore. You know, most people to take my training, whether it's for weight loss or for business or whatever, you know, because the principles apply to every part of your life. Loss, and you wind up discovering the spiritual aspect of your being. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. So the spiritual direction that you want to go into is not to follow some belief system or philosophy. It's to go within. That's your direction. That's pure spiritual, you see? And the spiritual guidance will come from within. Trust me, you know, as you begin to tap in and you become sensitive to what's coming through, I mean, you've got your own spiritual guide. You don't need somebody else to interpret it for you, you see? You know, so the spiritual principles, they're all the same. It doesn't matter. This is not about spiritual practices, you know, or spiritual religion. No, religion is about belief systems. Spirituality is a path of knowledge, a path of knowing, you know. And that's to be totally free. To understand the power of your being, your potential, your confidence will shoot up through the roof as long as you maintain a little bit of humility, you know. And so, you know, so this is what this is. The spiritual connection is that connection within you, from you to you, to get past your belief system and experience what you already got. It's right there. You're hooked up to it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. You know? I mean, that's the whole thing, you see. And, I mean, that's total spiritual growth, spiritual wellness, you know. And you don't need, I mean, you know, people are looking, you know, to find a spiritual retreat near me or something like that. Well, yeah, the spiritual retreat is very close to you. It's right inside you. Just drown out the outside world for, you know, for a few minutes here and there on a regular basis. You totally de-stress. You have more peace in your life. You know, you start to attract the kind of people that will benefit your spiritual growth, you see. And that's the whole thing. And so, you know, like, you know, people asking, you know, what's a good spiritual synonym, right? Well, think about what we've talked about so far. A spiritual synonym would be, think about it, energy. Okay? So, you know, people are looking for spiritual retreats, need me, spiritual advisor near me, spiritual need me, near me. Well, yeah, but you're still looking outside of you. It's right near you, inside, you see. It's that simple, you know. And that's the difference between religious and spiritual, you know. I mean, people ask, religious versus spiritual, you know. And, yeah, because religion's about belief systems. You know, we could go back to Jesus and talk about it, you know. The kingdom's inside. Seek ye first the kingdom and all else will be added unto you. He did not say, you know, all else except the Rolls Royce. And all else had to mean also on this planet, not someplace you go after you die. You put just a few of his statements together and forget all the other stuff. Who cares who begat that one? Listen, the sex life of the people, you know, 3,000 years ago have nothing to do with your spiritual development, you know? it's just not that, you know? And also some of the benefits of this, you start to become a spiritual empath because the more you tap into your energy, you start to read other people's energy, you know? And if you just allow that feeling as you're picking up, and the deeper, the more you can surrender to your own creative force, whatever you call that, within you, with nobody's belief system infringing, just experience what is there, you see. Everything changes, you know. Everything changes. And you begin to pick up on people's energy. And look, my youngest daughter keeps repeating that people can lie, but their energy can't. And that's the truth, you know. Look, how many times have you met somebody, they look really nice, but something inside you like, ooh, you know, there was something really off, right? You were picking up on their energy, even though it's not developed. But you don't need to learn to pick up on other people's energy. Tap into your own, because we're all interconnected, you know. That's what it means by, you know, we're all one in the spirit. We're all one in this energy, this life force energy that powers everything. the same energy that powers the atom, powers the whole universe, powers you, me, the black person, the red person, the white man, the Asian, and so on. The same energy, the same God force, if you want to put it that way, is actually powering everybody. And that puts a whole different twist on racism, doesn't it? You know? If you hate the Asian, you're hating your brother, your sister. More connected, you are more connected to everybody else like that than you are to your own siblings, for example, you know? And, you know, this is the whole thing, to look at your life, you know, in a whole different way. And, to understand that it's really learning to go within without accepting any belief systems, you know. Like, for example, my training to function at Alpha. And as a matter of fact, I'm giving away that tool with my new book that I've published. And in the resources, a link to go and actually download that thing. But to download it without understanding what's going on, because the book itself, the principles that are taught in the book, you could say that it's a health system, but a very powerful mind development aspect to it, which is the core of the whole thing. And although the book is focusing on losing weight, you could be wanting to find your soulmate. Read that book and you'll understand how to begin to attract your soulmate, you see. And so it's there, but I give it, and it's available. If you have Amazon Prime and or Kindle Unlimited, you can probably go to on Amazon and read it for free. But it's not much. It's under $10. And but that particular book, together with what I call the Nature Sounds training audio, which has just the sounds, it's got nothing else. I'm not talking the guided meditation for the next level. Yes, I am, but not here. Just the book with that tool gives you everything you need to perfect level one, to graduate from level one. In other words, you're able, you know how to make the movie in your head. That's what I called it, by the way. And again, most coaches of unconscious teach it the wrong way, you see. So it's not harder. It's just a little tweak to it. Like I say, I've taught this to kids. And so that book and that and together, it gives you all of level one. All you've got to do is invest an hour a day or something like that. You know, I say to people, if you really want to excel in your life, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, in every way, then you should make an investment. And that investment, you should be willing to invest 10%, not of your income, 10% of your life for your life. Think about this. You invest money, if it's a good investment, right? Your money appreciates. You invest life, and your life appreciates. That's the law of the universe. That's how things work, you see? And so that would mean that you should point 4 hours per day on your journey. In all of those things, whether it's watching a video or listening to a lesson or and meditating and, you know, going for a walk, you know, just things to benefit your being as a whole, mind, body, and spirit. You know, I prefer to call it mind, body, and life, because you invest more life in life. You wind up relaxing more, and stress will kill you better than, you know, faster than a lot of other things, you see. And so this is the beginning of the spiritual journey. Look, you can go take some form of meditation, and like my first meditation was in 1968, and that was a mantra meditation, and the idea there, and it's helped a lot of people, don't get me wrong. I found it too slow, and I found way better methods afterwards, but basically, it's a mantra, you know, and the idea is you repeat the mantra in your head over and over again, like, aum, aum, you know, just in your head, you know, you repeat it. And you try to put your focus on nothing else but. You just focus on the mantra, focus on the mantra, focus on the mantra. And eventually, with practice over the months and years or whatever, you reach a point where you're focusing on the mantra and all the other thoughts fade away. Like you're just you and the mantra. And eventually, the mantra will fall off and it's just you in this bliss consciousness in the full experience of the divine infinite that powers you. You see? But that could take you 10 or 20 years. Now, the way that I like to coach it is, first of all, so rather than run in to do a meditation and spend years and years of time doing it, and many people have done that, read all the books, you know, different forms of meditation, is that first, instead of running in and doing that, which could take you years, why not set the stage first by learning to function, develop the skill to function at alpha, develop the skill to function at theta, and then, within another month or so, most people stay with me 2 to 3, I should say, 3 to 6 months as a rule, depending on what they want to do, and some of them stay with me 2-3 years, because it's an infinite journey. And it helps to have some guidance along the way and interacting with other people that are doing the same thing, you see? Because as you begin this journey seriously, the people around you won't know what's going on. They won't see it. You can experience this beautiful bliss inside of you. They'll notice something's different, but they can't put their finger on it, you see? Because everybody that you know has an image in their mind, rightly or wrongly, of who you are in their minds, you see? And you begin to evolve quickly, and they still see you through the filter of the image, the old image they have in their mind, you see. And so these are some of the things you have to look at. And, of course, you have images for all kinds of stuff, most of it given to us, you know. And so, you know, and we accept it without looking at it. And when you start a real spiritual journey, you're not listening to any belief systems or philosophies or religion. You're learning to take control of your own mind. I mean, scientists tell us we're using 3-5% of our mental capabilities. I mean, let me put that another way. If you are the smart one in the group of people you hang out with, you're using 4-5% of your mind. And think about that, you know? I mean, that's sad, really. And I've been showing people how to tap into the other 95%. Since 1972, you see? And so, hey, I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I can show you how to function at alpha if you want to put the time in. Nothing for nothing, you know? And I can show you how to function at theta, same thing. Meditational experiences, which ways that is real meditation to really tap in the fastest possible way. But it helps if you reprogram your subconscious mind a little bit to allow yourself to experience what's inside of you. Again, you have to become as little children to enter the kingdom, you see. And he also said, by the way, again, it's in the Bible there, greater things than this you shall do. I mean, you think just those few simple things that's in the Christian Bible, now whether you're Muslim or Buddhist or atheist, doesn't matter. Those few simple things that God, that thing we call God, is spirit. That's what it says in the Bible. And man was created in the image of God, so you are spirit. It's just that you've been living in your mind, because the moment you were born, the culture, the parents, the relatives, the teachers, the politics, the religions, etc., have been programming your computer. Because if you find that freedom inside, that you can tap into this power that powers everything inside of you, problem is they can't control you anymore. They can't sell you all this useless stuff, because you don't need to keep up with the Joneses, you know. The moment that you stop giving a damn about what other people think of you, it's a whole new level of freedom. So, you know, I've been a rebel all my life, okay? So, I mean, this is the thing. And I've had many great teachers. I'm still following a whole bunch of people that are teaching me, you know, more and more. But what I've done that's really different that I've not noticed anywhere else is I've connected certain dots that other people have not. How to connect your physical health together with the mental techniques together with tapping in to the infinite which powers you. Usually you learn about one of those things and they tell you that's the only thing that exists. No, this is the mind is the thing. Don't worry about your body, the mind. I don't say, well, you know, develop your body, and that's the journey to the mind, you know, as in yoga, you know, like, and to go, and yoga means union, you see, which is really the spiritual connection, but that's inside of you, you see. So when you want to look at it, I mean, I can go religious on you, you know. So when you understand what's really going on, that this life force, this infinite divine life force is powering you, then you look at it from that another way, is that your body is the real temple. It's not some building, some church, or some mosque. No, the real temple is your body, because it is the container, the vessel that contains the living God, if you want to call it that. Of course, my question becomes, you know, what have you done to your temple? You know, I mean, obesity in the U.S. is crazy, you know, and the rest of the Western world, at least. You see? Why? Programming, brainwashing, you know. Weight loss clinics, they don't want you to succeed for life. Then they've lost a customer for life. You see, again, as you go within, not about my beliefs. I mean, yeah, listen, if I have a theory, okay, or a belief, I'll tell you that it's a theory of mine, okay? But if I tell you that I know, that you can take to the bank. And if I have a theory, I'll tell you, this is a theory of mine. It's based on these and these and these factors. And hey, if somebody can bring me some better knowledge, you know, I'll look into it seriously. That's the way I am, you see? And so, again, it you know, it applies these teachings, the simple, simple teachings to go inside you. That's what it's really all about. And of course you're going to become a better person because you're tapping into this infinite love that's inside you, you see? And that affects everybody else. And we can go on that subject, but that's the whole thing. See, it's about you. You, not other people, just you. Go inside. Tap into that pure spiritual energy inside of you. Seek ye first the kingdom and all else. He didn't say all else except the Rolls Royce, right? But like I said, it had to also mean on this planet. And that's what is the peace on earth. Because no matter what's going on around you, you know, you deal with what you have to deal with the best that you can. But that being said, you can be totally, fully at peace, experiencing a bliss inside of you that's beyond sex, seriously, okay? However, two people are able to each tap into that level of energy, and then they get together. That's a whole different ballgame, okay? Especially because now you have a heart connection, you see. By tapping into inside, you have that heart connection. And actually, scientists used to believe that the brain, out of all the organs of the body, the brain produced the most electrical and magnetic energy. Today, with today's science, we know that, you know, the heart produces up to 100 times more electrical energy than the brain. The heart, up to 100 times more electrical energy than the brain. And the heart produces up to 5,000 times more magnetic energy than the brain. And as you're tapping into that infinite energy, it emanates from your being. It affects other people. It attracts people, you know. But then because of that, you can read their energy. So you don't run into so many, you know, so many scams, right? You learn to think for yourself, you know. And then does that coincide with what I already know? If not, then hey, that's not for me, you see. And so whatever you're doing in life, from your finances to your spiritual evolution, it's all inside of you. You know, you don't need to go to India or go live in a cave, you know. Yeah, you have to have your own little spiritual retreat, do it once or twice a day. And your whole world is going to change. It's that simple, you see. And yeah, so actually, I'm talking about the book, just want to mention before they close us off here. No, we'll get lots of time in. But basically, in the description for this particular show, I've got the link to my book. And like I said, if you've got Amazon Prime or you've got you know, Kindle Unlimited, you can probably, I'm going to be having just some, you know, some ways. I don't completely understand the system. I signed up for all those things, so I know that people are reading it because they've got Amazon Prime and so on. So if you go there, the link will take you there. And also on my website, actually I've been more active in my weight loss website lately. And if you go to 123slim.org, and I believe I put that in the description also, 123slim.org. And the numbers, like 1, 2, 3. And that takes you to my resource page on my website. And from there, you can go anywhere and see everything that's going on. And, you know, it gives you links to my YouTube channels and my TikTok and so on and so forth. But that's the whole idea, you know. And also, I have a contact form on that website at the bottom of every page. So if you wanted to contact me, that's the way you would do it. But, you know, this is the whole idea to, you know, to have a jump in your spiritual awareness, basically. This is the thing, that your awareness goes up. And one of the things that I found myself recently in the last, you know, the last few couple of decades or so, and I can see it more and more and more because of, you know, I'm doing, you know, regular deep meditation, and I can see that all the garbage that's going on this planet, the wars and so on and so forth, the consciousness of humanity is rising at a very, very fast pace. And today, compared to a decade ago, it's a whole different numbers of people are learning in one way or another, some of them very torturous paths, but they're learning to go within, you see. And all I'm saying is, hey, look, you know, here's the direct path. Here's the way to do it. Reprogram a little bit, set up your own mind the way you want first. Now you tap into the power, you know. In Star Wars, it was called the Force. And see, the Force, I mean, look, again, the life force. So that movie and the Force part of it, that was all based on the reality of the human being. And anything that any human being has ever done in their lives, alive or past tense, you also can do. Mainly, it's only a matter. It's not a matter of being somebody else. No, discovering who you are. Your confidence level will rise to the roof. You know, it's a whole different life because you need to understand your own power. And most people don't, you know. And if you don't understand your own power, you're easily manipulated. I mean, look at politics. Look at the U.S. in politics, for example, you know. The haters in the name of Jesus. I mean, give me a break. Love thy neighbor as thyself. But don't let her husband find out. Sorry, the thing is, it's not such a serious thing. You have to make light of it and just enjoy the journey. That's what it's about. And it is a journey, you know. It's not a sprint. It's a journey that will take you the rest of your life. Because that journey, once you learn to really go within and experience the inner part of your being, there's no end to that. You just keep getting more and more and more, and then more and more. It doesn't end because it's infinite. I mean, you can travel the whole world, you know, and especially, you know, like, hey, I'm a senior, but a lot of retired people, they've got the money. They're traveling the world to see and you know, take in as much as they can and, you know, go to the beach, go to the Caribbean, go wherever, you see. And yet, everything that they're doing is totally limited. Limited. A beginning and an end to it. But inside you, there is no limit. In reality, so many coaches talk about your infinite potential, but they don't actually tell you how to really tap into it. You know, so many courses, they might charge you $300 for a course, and hey, that's really good stuff. But then you find if you really want to get it together, you've got to take the $3,000 course. And after you take that one, hey, it's been great, you know. Then you finally got to take the next course, which is thousands of dollars, right? I don't do that in my life, see. The way that I do my thing on a business level is I charge you a small monthly fee. There's no contracts. You pay as you go. You can drop out with a couple of clicks, you see. When you feel you've got what you need, you know, yeah, that's it. So you see, for me to be able to do that, okay, see, it has to be real, right? I couldn't make any money. I couldn't even pay the overhead, you know? So this is how it works. But you see, so it's really really making a change in your awareness. And people ask, for example, what are the spiritual gifts, you know? Well, now that you understand that, what we've been talking about, is that, and anyway, and I recommend, you know, you go back and, because the show is always recorded, you go back and listen to all my previous shows, you go back and listen to this one, you'll get even more out of it than you got this time. Because you're looking at it from the beginning, from a different state of understanding, if you will, about the subject, you see. So what are the spiritual gifts? You don't have spiritual gifts. You have one spiritual gift. As a human being, the ability to experience the divine inside of you, because then you have everything else. You see, you can manifest whatever you want in your life, because that, the universe, if you will give you everything you want, but it's got to filter through your programming also. So you want those two things in harmony, the reprogramming to achieve what you want and then tapping into the power at the same time. Now, these two journeys have to be kept separate in the beginning, okay? And I always tell people, look, you know, you're learning to function at theta, and then you're doing your meditation, right? You don't do it together. You develop those two things independently. And then, a few weeks, a few months at the most down the road, then you can begin to merge them together. And that's a whole different ballgame, okay? And that's the reality of your being. And so, you know, this is the whole idea to, you know, people, you know, what are the stages of spiritual awakening, for example? Well, you know, what are the steps, for example, to spiritual development? And the first step is always, you know, the fact that you're listening to me, you've already taken the first step, is your curiosity, somehow a deep feeling inside that there's more to life than what you're experiencing, and so you're searching. That's the first step in your spiritual growth. But here's the warning. Whenever somebody wants to tell you something about personal development, personal growth, spirituality, you know, you have always to ask the same question, and that is that, you know, what is the evidence for what you're trying to tell me? You see, with what I show you, the evidence is you go inside, you find it, you get your own evidence. You don't need me, you see. And that's a good way of actually of taking my training, is rather than go, and it's a small fee on a monthly basis, but before even doing that, you buy my book, you've got level one, and you'll completely understand what we're talking about for level two and, of course, level three. And so, you know, you'll know ahead of time without spending a whole pile of money. And I wouldn't be telling you that unless I knew that if you really practice what I teach in that book, regardless of whether it's to lose weight. Listen, a little confession here. My weight loss program, my dietless, which means no dieting, a weight loss program that I perfected way back in 1996, is actually a health program disguised as a weight loss program. But that being said, it's the most powerful, permanent, easiest weight loss program on the planet. You follow the simple tools in that book, you'll lose the weight. If you're underweight, you'll gain the weight. It's going to rebalance. But you're now taking care of your body. You're beginning to take care of your mind, because now comes with that. Because there's a couple of chapters in the book on the mind. And like chapter 6, for example, explains exactly how to use the tool, which is the nature sounds I was talking about. And you get the link from there in the resource page in the book, you see. And so that's what's going on. And so you really have to look at it and say, okay, you know, who's trying to tell me what, you know? So your spiritual signs is that the fact that you're beginning to search. And when you start to go within like that, you'll know. Not, hey, I found the way. I found Armin's way. No, you know, Armin's gave you some tools, you know? Like I can give you a shovel, right? I give you a shovel. It's a tool. You got three choices. You can, you know, lean it up against a building and leave it there. That's choice one. Choice two, you can, you know, start to dig a foundation for a cathedral. Choice three, you can dig a grave. You see, it's just a tool. It's what you do with it, you see. And just like your mind, your mind is so awesome. Learn how to use it, and then it's what you do with it, you see. And it's not like go, go, go. No, you can lay back and your life begins to change, you know, because the time and space begins to change as you experience within. And that's the one thing that I can say, you know, rather than following some belief system, not just some simple techniques, go inside, have your experience and do that daily and you'll know. You won't have to believe anything, you see. You see, just because you believe something does not mean that you know anything. You just continue to believe it until a better salesman comes along. But if you know, of course you believe it. That's a whole different state of consciousness, you see. And so really, this is what the spiritual awakening, the spiritual awareness, and that's what is a spiritual awakening. Well, really, if you awaken from inside as you learn to go and be a human being instead of a human doing and experience the infinite that powers you. And again, every great teacher, that's what they were teaching, you know. But you have to be, you know, go and just experience what is, you see. And the techniques are simple. and then say to you, hey, I've been through many blind alleys in my life, okay? I've tried this, I've tried that, and it's okay, you know. But after a while, you start to know, you know, I can look at something, yeah, they know what they're talking about or they don't. Because once you understand how you can reprogram your own subconscious mind, and you have the knowledge and the skill to go and experience the energy that powers you, well, then, you know, you don't need anything else. You do whatever you want with your life, you see. You know, it doesn't mean you don't have to go to work. But then again, we're brainwashed. Everybody's brainwashed. You know, if you want to make a lot of money, you have to, you know, get a good education and get a good job. Well, look at the student debt these days, you know, and so on, right? No. Switch the thinking a bit, you know. You don't need to get a degree to get a lot of money. A lot of people are graduates and they can't get a job at a greasy spoon, you know. You want fries with that? You know, that's the way that it is. No. But you see, just changing the thinking a little bit, you don't need a job. You need cash flow, which does not exclude a job or necessarily include it. Doesn't mean you have to have a job. Doesn't mean that you can't have one. You want cash flow. How can I have cash flow? You know? And then you start to explore a bit, you know, with your guard up and so on and so forth, and, you know, go from there. And actually what I'm doing basically is I'm starting a whole movement, and of all the coaching fees, up to 85% of it goes back to the people. I'm on this journey, to me, is to help people to experience what's inside of themselves. And, you know, of course we have to pay the expenses, but that's the journey within. And there is the most important thing you can ever do in your life is experience the infinite which powers you. Because when you leave this planet, the only thing you're going to take with you is your consciousness, the experiences you had, you know, while you were on this planet. That's all you can take with you. So why not take the experience of the infinite with you as you cross over, if you will? At least in the way you'll be in familiar territory. Because once you experience within you, there's no more fear of death. You understand that you are not this body. You know, you are that infinite energy. That's what part of who we all are, you see. And so, you know, that's really being religious, but not being spiritual, but not religious. You know, that's what it's all about. And so if you want to, you know, follow me in different ways, you know, 123slim.org. You'll find the links in the description. And I hope you enjoyed the show. And but really, the spiritual guidance is to learn to turn your spiritual direction inside of you instead of outside. To turn your spiritual journey, your direction inside as opposed to outside, you see. And that's the whole thing. And because within you is everything. And on that note, thank you for listening. And again, I haven't booked it yet, but I'll have it Wednesday and Thursday, my next two shows. And next Sunday at the same time, we'll have another spiritual show. You know, log in, ask your questions and so on. And if you can't dial in because it's long distance for you, if you go to blogtalkradio.com/plans, you can sign up for the free plan. And then you can listen, of course, worldwide, but you can, if you're on the free plan, you don't have to do shows, but you can actually go into any show and be in a chat room and ask your questions that way, which then I could answer live on the show. But you're not on the show unless you can dial into the number, or unless you're invited. I can invite people also. I think I have up to 4 people that I can invite as co-hosts. That way, it doesn't matter where on the planet you are. Anyway, so, hey, we're just about done. And on that note, I'm going to say au revoir.